Thanks for making WHYY-FM a source for making sense of the candidates and issues ahead of Election Day. And toward that end, Newsworks.org now offers an election blog called 99, curated by Newsworks' Brian Hickey. Brian, thanks for joining us.
No problem at all.
All right, what's in a name?
What's in a name? Well, I will spare you the details of how I came to it, other than saying on his Wikipedia page, Michael Nutter is noted as being the 98th and 125th mayor. So after a complex bout of research, I came to realize that the 98 number was accurate. Hence, the next mayor will be the 99th mayor, and that is the name of the blog.
This must be an exciting race.
It is. It's just formalizing with the candidates now, and we lost one, Ken Trujillo, today who pulled out, so we're down to three formally declared candidates and two in waiting in the wings who are soon to declare.
Ken Trujillo out, Terry Gillen out. The wild and wild card must be one Milton Street.
He's always the wild card, and I love covering him because of that. He has not formally declared yet, but he is going to in the near future.
Of course, we're talking about the Democratic candidates. Is it worth mentioning a GOP rival, or that's not how it works in Philadelphia?
That won't come into play until after the May primary.
So take listeners on a tour of the 99 election blog.
Well, we have an introductory post, and we have a essay from a bicyclist who is indicating what she would like to see out of the next mayor, a profile of Doug Oliver, who is a waiting-in-the-wings candidate who hasn't formally declared yet. I believe he will do that in early February. And then the latest news about Ken Trujillo withdrawing from the race.
And what can we anticipate in future additions to the blog?
There will be live coverage from Newsworks and WHYY, along with hyperlinking out to coverage in other media entities across town. I am currently transcribing an interview I did with Lynn Abraham, and that should be on the blog. And then it's going to be a play-it-by-ear day like today, where I did not think I was going to wake up and have to write about someone exiting the race after interviewing them last week.
What's the overall goal? What would you hope that viewers can ascertain by going to the 99 election blog?
I would hope 99 becomes a place where readers can just check in once or twice a day and get up to speed on all of the day's happenings and what's going to be coming down the line.
In addition to that day-to-day visit, can a listener also come away by Election Day with a more general sense of the plays and the players?
Well, we will be looking at all of the candidates throughout the campaign and their issues and their daily events and comments, and anything that comes up in the course of a day we'll cover, but then we will also have longer-term looks at their positions and where they would take the city if elected.
That aforementioned bicyclist you mentioned is probably looking for more bicycle lanes, although some of the big issues, if not the biggest issue, I might surmise, is education.
Absolutely, and that's one of the features we will have regularly is Ask the Candidates, where I will field questions from readers and take them to all of the candidates and have them answer it. The first one I actually wrote, because I didn't have a chance to ask listeners and readers to write in, is about education. I asked every candidate how it might be different, the educational system under their leadership.
Brian, where can readers send their questions?
You can email me at bhickey@whyy.org. Follow me on Twitter at mayor99 written out, or call me at the desk at 215-351-1293.
At the top, I cited you as the curator of this new blog. Give us a better sense of what that role entails.
That's a fancy term for somebody who will look at a computer screen and see what stories are coming throughout various media in town.
Oh, a Sherpa guide.
You could call me a Sherpa of sorts, with a little bit of an edge.
Sherpa with a Sharpie.
Yeah, there we go. It's really just a way to put a frame around the election race, because there's so many entities that are trying to get your attention and bring your attention to their stories. We will collect the stories and present them in a fashion that makes it easier for readers to find it, as opposed to jumping all around the city.
Is it exclusively the mayoral candidates and mayoral race?
We will delve into the city council as well, but our primary focus is the mayoral race.
Thanks, Brian.
Quite welcome.
Newsworks' Brian Hickey, curator of the 99 election blog at newsworks.org.